Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline.
And over here we have...
And I'm Diana Danielle. Hi.
Hello
Hi.
There, Diana Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
You're looking very pretty today. What have you been up to and where are you going?
I tried. I'm really trying for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Because I want you to see the best of me ask me, you know, the right questions.
Right.
She's just trying to flirt, you know.
She's already. It's working.
She knew that it's going to be smarty.
No. I have something going on later tonight.
Okay. Yeah. So before we get to things, let's quickly announce we have a giveaway. 016-201-9000. You're going to hear a lot of those bells.
Okay.
If you want to take part in the competition, don't forget your full name, stop it, your IC, and why you deserve to win, of course. Right. So, Diana, do you want to say the name of the movie just in case I say it incorrectly?
No,
again?
I want you to say it.
Hantu Gangster.
Gangster. Yes.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah. Hantu Gangster.
Gangster.
Yeah.
Hantu Gangster. Tell us about that. How did you get involved with it?
Oh, wow. Basically, I just got offered with my now husband. He was my boyfriend then, to act together. And I was like, no, I don't want to act with him. But then he was like, but you're the good one and he's a bad one. I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Okay.
I don't mind that. NameWe.
Right.
NameWe is, you know, as much as people want to say anything blah, about him, but I actually admire him.
Right.
He's got a lot of guts. Mm-hmm. He's got vision, and I had a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah.
So you say that you know, you're the good one and he's a bad one in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How is it at home then? Is it the same?
Oh, it's nuts. I'm the bad one, obviously.
Of course.
But he's a really nice guy. Oh, I'm
getting
so I'm really lucky to have him.
Mm-hmm. It's like a coconut, hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how did you get into you know, acting and performing, and how did that all work out?
When I was 6 months old, I was followed. I was stalked with my mom when we were walking around Bukit Bintang, and then suddenly this person said, they want me for an advert. So I started off as a diapers baby person.
Right. Okay. I have a friend whose daughter is the same.
Yeah. So I started really young and I never stopped then. I never stopped since then. And my first movie was when I was 9. And I kind of didn't really want to go to school because I was enjoying it so much. And I think I actually found my calling.
Right.
Yeah.
Lucky to have it so young, though.
I know.
Right?
I know. And now I'm at this place where I have 2 kids and I have a stable job. You know what I mean? So all my friends are starting out. They're starting to find their jobs. They just graduated and stuff like that. But it's really comfortable.
You're
place.
Established.
Kind of.
Right.
But I just feel really comfortable and I can stay home with my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel the pressure to work every day. And it's a good place.
What is work like for you now then? I mean, what are you, you know?
It's really just, if I don't feel like doing it, I just don't do it. Because I feel that my kids are a lot more important. I think that's really normal, like you and your cats.
those cats.
Sorry, I have animals at home.
Yeah, I used to have 20 cats, so I know how much love you have for your cats.
And
now,
hate, let's be honest, and hate. There's a bit of hate there,
With everything,
of
you
course,
know? You have love and hate relationships with anything. But basically, my kids are number one, and myself number two, and number three is my job.
Where's the husband coming this 1, 2 or 3 or 4?
He is somewhere in between everything.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break, of course. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with Diana. We've got more stuff coming up. News from Page 2, Smarty Pants, all of that good stuff that you're used to by now, and of course our giveaway. 016-201-9000. Don't forget your full name and your IC and why you deserve to win.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, BFMTTON, or you can tweet us if you have any questions to BFM Radio or BFMTTON.
We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Over here we have...
I'm Diana Danielle.
She is. What movies were you in again? Tell me again.
Oh gosh, it's Hanyut, Sumbuni, Hantu Gangstar.
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 Let's get it right, yeah.
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
Magica.
Okay, yeah.
And a lot.
There's a lot.
And a lot.
There's a lot. Okay, now just as
Tommy
we were...
Hysteria! Yeah, okay.
As we were just chatting kind of off air a little bit earlier on, you're saying you've got a single coming up soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Okay, so yeah. This is a... Is this a first for you then? A departure into something new?
No, actually, I've always wanted to be a singer first.
Uh-huh.
But nobody actually gave me a chance. I wonder why. But this is my like serious try into singing, because acting just takes a long time, you know, when we go off for shoots, it just takes
forever.
Maybe a month or whatnot. So with this, I think it's just an easier job.
But do you think that, you know, after you take you started singing, you know, you're not gonna act anymore?
Of course I will, but you know, I think I want to do what I really enjoy, which is music. And I do write. I write and I also co-produce the songs. So I'm just really excited to share it with my fans.
So what kind of genre?
Yeah.
Anything.
It took the words right out of my mouth.
I did a country song recently, and I did something that was more of an electronic dance song.
Uh-huh.
And then I also did a Malay reggae song.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I really like to experiment with different genres, and I don't want to keep myself in a box and go, oh, I'm just a ballada singer, ballada. You know, slow song, mellow. So I just want to try it all out and then see what fits me.
Right.
You know, because I've never done this before.
Right.
So it's only fair that I just go all out.
Try everything,
try
you know.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, I've got friends, and we've spoken to people who have kind of, you know, they've moved in that direction or they've tried that direction. And I think you're right. The very fact that a lot of people will be told this is the direction that you're going into.
Yeah.
You know,
and I hate that.
It doesn't work like that. You know.
I find that when you do that, I get stuck immediately.
Yeah.
Whenever I meet a composer and they go, oh, you should do this genre because your voice is like sweet or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, okay, thank you very much. Maybe I'll see you never.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So I just go to producers I know, you know, would do what I want to do without thinking about whether it suits my voice, whether it's this, whether it's that. I want to do it with, you know, calculated risk. But I just want to do it all out.
Right.
Just how I feel, whatever I feel is right.
So go on.
So what's the first song that you'll be releasing?
It's going to be the Malay reggae song.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Semua Segalanya Tentang Kita. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sing it here. Nah. Yeah, it's going to probably come out in a few months because there's still a lot of things to sort of configure with the distribution side and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
How important is it to you then to have kind of... creative control over
100%. It's very important for me.
Why?
It wasn't important before. I just thought, because it's this voice inside me that's screaming, let me do what I really want to do. I've had those years where I had to kind of push away that passion for singing and just go all out into the acting stream, and I'm tired. I really just want to be an entertainer, and I have it in me. It's just shy.
Okay, so in terms of inspiration, you know, people that you look up to, musicians or whatever, be they local or be they, you know, international, who do you listen to? You know, who would you kind of look at as an inspiration?
Tracy Chapman, Bob Dylan, Sade, Norah Jones, Guns N' Roses.
Showing a bit of your wild side there.
Because my mom's a rock and roller. I grew up with Meatloaf and all the headbanging stuff. So I have that rock and roll in me, but I do gravitate towards R&B, soul, kind of like the blues, American blues. That's my kind of... That makes my heart happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that the stuff that you kind of listen to when you're...
Yeah, and people don't get it. They're like, oh, this is so sleepy. because it's like, I went down to St. James Infirmary. And it's like, oh, so happy.
Well, what about your husband then? Does he have a kind of similar taste in music or not?
No.
No?
No.
So what kind of music does he listen to?
He's like, Awee.
Oh, really?
Amy Search. And, I mean, it is rock, you know, but it's a Malay rock. And it's like, we don't click. No, we don't click. Yeah, he's a bit. I don't know. In terms of music, we don't speak the same language.
Right.
I mean, besides acting and singing, you are also the co-founder of Luxuria Cosmetics.
Oh, you put it in there. Great, thank you.
Tell us more about it.
Okay, so I was never really into makeup, but my good friend was all about natural cosmetics. But then I had problems with my skin, and I couldn't understand why my skin was breaking out all the time, and I was just looking like a monster without makeup. And then my friend said, "Why don't you try this? I just sort of created this natural, all natural ingredients product here. So you try it." And I did it for like 3 months, and then she offered me to be her partner because my skin just completely transformed after I became more aware of what I put on my skin. And makeup is a big contributor to acne, to, you know, inflammation of the skin and everything like that. So you kind of have to be aware of what you put on your skin. It's everything. And even now, you know, when I go to facial clinics, you can seriously tell, you have to ask them what they put, you know, because if it's chemicals and you know that your skin is really sensitive like mine, it will just go from happy to scary in two seconds.
I totally agree. Yeah. It happened to me before as well.
Well, I mean, you know, not speaking from personal experience, but you know, people that I know, let's put it that way. When you, there tends to be a lot of kind of, what's the simple way of putting it? Fake products on the market right now. Or products that have ingredients in that probably shouldn't be in them, you know? And they tend to be sold in the Pasar Malam or whatever, you know? And,
who buys makeup at Pasar Malam?
I would be surprised. I've bought some,
You would be surprised.
There's is it bad?
Huge market for
not
it.
Not really. You know that it's fake.
Right. There is a huge market for it, and I think that's a real big problem.
Yeah. But I think buying cosmetics from a Pasar Malam would be a bit scary.
It is scary because you're putting your skin on the line.
Yeah, it's your skin, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but I agree.
I bought eyeliner.
Right.
So.
Okay. I mean, I understand that, but then you've got to think that there's people on a budget who want something, you know, and they will, you know, grab at any straw that is putting in front of them, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
But your skin looks fine, Richard.
It's okay.
Just a little bit wrinkly, you know. You might not want to do that.
Oh, I have a spa you can go to. It's okay.
You
it's
have a spa?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm going. you give me that. You tell me where I'm going and I'm going. On that note,
just stop frowning. You know?
Stop frowning.
Like what Mei-Ling said.
I do that too. I just go.
Yeah.
It's automatically. Right, right. You know,
you Chinese people, you guys don't frown. I have my best friend, she's Chinese, like she's perfect. She got no wrinkles.
We're still young.
Yeah, all right, you keep talking then.
Yeah, when they're 105, they still look young. You guys, what miracle water do you guys down? Seriously.
Don't know.
All right, we got to take a break.
We'll just eat rice.
We'll just eat rice. Oh my word, really? Really? On that note, let's take a short break. We'll be back after these messages, folks. Please do not go anywhere. This is That Time of Night, of course, here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Hi, and I'm Diana Danielle.
There she is.
She's so excited.
She is. Folks, we just had a quick break. We had a bit of a, you know, cup of tea and this. No, we didn't really.
No.
We don't have time for that.
We talked about camel's milk.
Yeah. What an odd Chinese tea, yak's milk, and camel's milk all rolled in together. Do not drink at the same time. Dangerous combination.
No.
Anyway, we have a giveaway. 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your full name, your IC, why you deserve to win. We have news from page two coming up in a second. In fact,
and
right now. Oh, go
if
on.
If you want
go
to follow
on.
Us on Instagram, it's BFMTTON. And don't forget, if you want to ask us any questions, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFMTTON.
Extra, extra, beat all about.
What's all the shouting?
Okay, I'll be talking about cats. I know you both. Bring it down.
Bring it down a bit. Come
I know
on.
You both are cat lovers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Who? Me?
Both of you?
Yeah, was.
Was.
Yeah.
What was?
Was.
What happened?
You can't,
yeah, you can't
be
say
an
you
ex-cat
yeah.
lover.
Yes, you can.
Okay, fair enough.
What did a cat do to you?
Nothing. It's just, you know, 2 years, 3 years without them, I'm better off. Richard,
yeah,
you
I can,
get there.
I can see this.
Yeah.
I can, yeah, actually, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so my story is in California. So it started off with a few kittens.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for a few kittens, so nearly quarter century later, this lady in California, she actually transformed her 4,000 square foot home into the largest no cage cat sanctuary and adoption center in the United States.
Is that supposed to mean like something noble?
Right. So she's one of these crazy cat ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cats did she have?
It is quite noble.
24,000 cats.
What?
So 24,000 cats have been saved from the by the sanctuary. So they have.
They're not like a refugee camp.
I know it's a little bit crazy.
Wait, let's just be clear about this. There aren't 24,000 cats living there at the same
time, right?
It's
an
just over a period
of
time.
Yeah, so it can house up to 1,000 felines at any given time.
Okay. Okay.
Because, I mean, imagine the poop, you know?
Imagine the smell of
urine. They hired maids, people to actually clean.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like...
And there are donors, I suppose,
yes.
that can donate?
Yes, they can donate. So
no
she actually spent her entire retirement fund on this pet project.
Oh, I see what you did there. You tried to make a punny, right?
Right,
so lady rescues cats,
mm-hmm.
uses life savings to look after more cats.
Mm-hmm.
What does she get out
you
of this?
You know why? She said that.
Happiness.
She said, if I didn't have to deal with humans and all their drama in life, I would be perfectly content just taking care of cats.
You didn't give the perfectly.
Perfect.
I mean, clearly this woman, indeed. Clearly this woman has never met my cats. And I'm suspecting mm-hmm. you've probably had cats.
Crazy cats.
Well,
right?
There's Dog Whisperer. She might be a cat whisperer, you never know.
The problem
Maybe.
Is with cats, they never sit still long enough for you to talk at them. You
cats
know?
Are ego.
They don't talk to you.
Yeah,
right,
they don't.
Right. They just ignore you. You don't own a cat. They own you.
They own
you.
Know?
They
yeah.
allow you to live in their space.
Exactly. Mm. That's not your house now,
never.
You know?
You know, as soon as that came in my apartment, I'm like, that's it.
Move.
Done.
Well, it would be nice to actually visit this place. Actually,
yeah, bye.
You want to go there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You go and have fun with that.
I'm
yeah.
not a cat person. Yeah. But,
I'm going to go to Tibet
right.
and,
yeah.
and do some.
I'll come with you. I'll come
yeah,
with you.
Thanks.
Right, you can take my two cats with you as well. Right, I'm going to move on to a little story. Totally unrelated. It's about, you remember the movie Child's Play, right?
Of course.
Of course. With the talky, creepy doll in there.
Yeah.
Chucky.
Like you.
What do you mean like?
No, he's so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just
She's talking about the doll. She's talking about the doll.
The doll.
Right. So it was released in 1988, right? And I think from that one point, everybody thought to themselves, where can I get one of these dolls?
No.
Just for fun. No, really. Really.
Okay.
You don't want one.
They do. Everybody wants one.
I was so scared. I couldn't even look.
Me
at
too.
My teddy bear.
Right.
I used let alone a Chucky.
Right. I used to own a Furby. It freaks me out.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Furby.
Those
yeah.
like hair.
Creepy big eyes.
Yeah,
yeah.
With like different
with like a beak for a mouth almost.
Yeah, they were a bit creepy.
Anyway, so a company called Mezco Toys has decided that they are going to make the officially licensed 15-inch tall talking Chucky doll. That will certainly terrorize people. And if not, you get a whole bunch of cool lines. So it does four movie-accurate phrases. So it says things to you. It is pretty damn creepy.
You know what? This is just...
It's battery-operated.
Depressing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's one of those ideal Halloween presents, you know?
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's
I don't
right.
even want that for a present at Halloween. No.
Yeah, you're not supposed to want it.
Yeah.
We are supposed to scare you
right.
with it.
But you see, if you remember in the movie when Chucky first starts out, he's this very cute-looking doll, right? And then when he gets possessed by the guy, his image changes to this frown.
Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of
right.
So if you look... I'm going to show you a picture now of what Chucky looks like before he's evil. See,
that's
he's
right.
kind
that's
of cute.
Really cute. It looks like my
right?
son.
Right? But then, as you know, he turns into that no. picture.
Yeah, that's me when I'm angry.
Right? Yeah, that's pretty much me when I'm angry as well. We'll post these
scary.
Images on the website a little bit later on so you can
yeah.
link to this story as well.
How much is it?
Yeah,
it doesn't actually say yet. All it says is you can pre-order it from their website and it'll be available.
What's the website?
The website is Mezco. So mezco.com.
Head over to Mezco.
Mezco. Head over to their website. You can pre-order it before Halloween
Mezco. Go and order it now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send it to my house.
Right, right.
Don't send it to our office as well.
No.
Okay, so Diana, you had a story for us about Siri, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because I went on the internet and suddenly there's this thing that said, you know, if you were ever sexually molested, abused, or raped, you could go onto Siri and say, Siri, I was raped, and they will actually respond with a hotline, and you can actually call a hotline and tell them about it, you know.
Is that available everywhere?
I'm not so sure, but it's a website in the US, so I think it's only in the US,
for now.
But, you know, just to think about the possibilities, you can actually do it here, because a lot of, being a Muslim country, sometimes when you want to speak out about it, people will sort of
It's taboo.
Yeah. Put the blame on you, and you can talk to Siri.
Siri's your best friend.
Siri will
can help you. They can help you instead of going to a person you might not be comfortable talking to.
Right.
You could actually just tell Siri about it and then give a call to that hotline that Siri just, you know.
Well, Siri can, like, you know, take over our jobs now, no?
Not quite.
We need food on the table.
Right, this is true. Right, so we've got to move on. Now, Diana, we have this little segment that we call Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants?
It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
She's shaking her head.
She's enjoying.
Right, yeah.
She was dancing.
People never really expected much out of me. So.
Right, so the idea is general knowledge quiz, 30 questions.
I'm in trouble.
Answer as many as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right on. Okay?
I'm going to say skip to all of it.
If that's what you want to do, that's
okay,
what
okay,
you can
okay,
do.
Okay, right. I don't want to underestimate myself.
Exactly.
Very
don't.
Much.
You may well do very well. All right, your 3 minutes start now. Who directed the latest Batman versus Superman movie? Was it Christopher Nolan or Zack Snyder?
Zack Snyder.
What is artist Sona One's real first name? Is it Pierre or Mikhail?
Mikhail.
Which modern day country was once known as Zipangu? The Philippines or Japan?
The Philippines!
Japan!
Ooh.
Which band plays for Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show? Is it Clito and the Cletones or The Roots?
The Roots.
Rihanna. Rihanna collaborated with which other artist for her latest single, Work? Was it Diddy or Drake?
Work, work, work.
Drake!
Which European city had the world's first birth control clinic, Paris or Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Of course. To Pimp a Butterfly is a 2015 album released by which artist? Florence and the Machine or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick.
Banh mi is a staple dish found in which country? Mm-hmm. Thailand or Vietnam?
Vietnam.
Which popular board game was originally called Crisscross Words? Picture This or Scrabble?
Scrabble.
How many squares does a Rubik's Cube have on each side? 6 or 9?
6.
Nine! A full English relates to which meal of the day? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
All of it.
Well, I was going to say the same
You're
thing.
Right.
But it has to be one.
Breakfast.
Correct. Halloween is celebrated during which month? September or October?
October.
Gareth Bale used to play for which football club before Real Madrid? Arsenal or Spurs?
Spurs.
How did you know that? Where can you usually find the Big Dipper? Bottom of a lake or in the sky?
Sky. I know that because I read a lot about the... Okay, never mind.
Okay, never mind. What is the most planted type of crop in the world? Corn or wheat?
Wheat?
What exactly is a Granny Smith?
A granny?
Technically, yes, but it's an apple.
Okay.
Which part of the human body would you find the metatarsal bones? In the fingers or the toes?
Toes.
How many Transformers movies has Michael Bay directed? 4 or 5?
5. 4.
What color is the dragon on the national flag of Wales? Is it blue or red?
Wales? Where is that?
It's in the United Kingdom.
Next!
Okay,
I know!
Next. All right. The Nou Camp football stadium belongs to which club? Atletico Madrid or Barcelona?
What?
The Nou Camp football stadium belongs to which club?
Atletico?
It's Barcelona.
Oh, gosh.
What is the name of the sport in Harry Potter that's played?
Quidditch.
Correct. Which British city is known as the City of Arcades? Cardiff, which is in Wales, or Manchester?
Manchester?
Correct. Prada is a brand that originated in which country? Spain or Italy?
Italy!
Correct.
Bitterly.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break. We'll find out how well she did after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, Smarty the Bear, business Smarty station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jones.
And I'm Diana Danielle. Oh,
see, I didn't even need to say anything. She's there. No. So, just before the break, we had a whole bunch of dings. We'll find out how well Diana Danielle did after this. But a quick reminder, 016-201-9000, if you want to take part in the competition. Don't forget your full name, your IC, why you deserve to win.
And if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. And don't forget to follow us on BFM TTON as well.
So then, Adeline.
Yes, Richard.
Let's go. Ooh, let's go through some of the questions.
All right. So the first one: which modern-day country was once known as Zibangu? Is Japan? How many squares does a Rubik's cube have on each side? It's 9.
Fine.
What exactly is a Granny Smith? It's Apple. How many Transformers movies has Michael Bay directed?
Too many.
4.
Too many.
What color is the dragon on the national flag of Wales? Is red.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here we go then. Let's have one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, Diana Danielle scored 17 points.
It's good. It's
smarty
good.
Pants,
it's good.
Smarty
pants indeed. Smarty pants indeed.
Officially a smarty pants.
Right.
Woohoo!
Pretty much time for us to wrap up the show, though. Diana, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything, including the new cafe place that you've got started
out.
Yeah. What's it called?
Born and Bred.
Born and Bred.
Where is it located?
It's near Pekeliling, near Titi Wangsa. So you can just Waze Born and Bred and you can find
it. All right. Is that bread B-R-E-D or B-R-E-A-D?
B-R-E-A-D.
Okay,
something
awesome.
You can eat.
Awesome. That's what I thought. I just wanted to check.
Of course. You know. Thank you.
Right. Before we wrap up then, of course, we have some silly facts to throw out. Adeline, what do you have for today?
I have two.
Of course you do.
Okay. So the first one, you can die from pooping too hard.
I believe that.
Elvis. That's how Elvis died.
Okay. Number two.
Really?
Kanye West once ordered a curry to be delivered from London to New York at a price of $3,900.
He obviously never got, constipation.
Yeah. No. Maybe he should have just gone to London, had a curry. At least it'd be hot and fresh.
Curry everywhere.
Yeah, maybe it's the specific curry that you
of course
know, yeah.
They have decent curry in London.
They really do.
Yeah.
Lots of Indians
curry
there,
is
right?
Now the national dish of England, believe it or not. Right, there you go. Yeah. See? See
got
that?
My mouth wide open.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, so you know when your eyes, in the swimming pool, when your eyes go red, right?
Uh-huh.
And everybody says, it's because of the chlorine. Mm. It's not.
Then?
It's because the chlorine is binding to bacteria. So the red in your eyes is bacteria.
So it's good that it's red?
It's bad.
Okay.
It's bad. But at least then you know there is chlorine in the water, which is good.
Okay. Well, I don't swim, so I don't know.
Well, what about seawater? You know, when you open your eyes and
that's
seawater.
That's okay. Well, it depends where you're doing it. Port Dixon, don't do it there.
Oh,
don't open your eyes down there. Ooh, no.
Wear your goggles.
Wear your goggles, indeed, yeah. And a full body suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Diana, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you again.
All right, it's time for us to say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, all.
This has been That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.